Wow. Ryne Sandberg, Hall of Fame second baseman for the Chicago Cubs.
1984 MVP.
10 All-Star games.
9 Gold Gloves.
In 1990, he won the Home Run Derby.
He's 6'1".
175 pounds.
7 silver bats. 1,000 plus RBI. 282 home runs. 2,386 hits. But who's counting?
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Come on, guys, get up. You're creeping me out.
All right. Jim O'Hare is with us. We love him.
Yes, you do.
You know, most, many of your fans, Jim, of course, know you from Parks and Rec.
Right.
Right. But as Jerry.
Or Gary, Larry, Barry, Terry. Yes. Yes. That's how
whatever,
I know him.
Right.
Whatever.
But a Chicagoan, a fixture here, and now a gigantic Hollywood star.
gigantic
Hollywood star. And you got this new movie, Landline. Now, this is interesting. Richard Roper, you know, is most famously known for being the movie critic here to the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. But he is, when he was here Friday, he was like, I just saw this. Really? I don't want to give away his review at all.
Right.
But he used a term that, because he was starting to describe it, because just the process of what you have done here. You've made a Cubs World Series movie.
We take full credit for we broke the curse.
Yes.
Our shooting in Wrigley broke the curse.
It was you.
You are welcome, Chicagoland. Yes.
So explain how this whole thing started.
Well, for me, you know, I'm just an actor boy, but Matthew Aaron, he's a writer, director, and star of the film. He created this film about, it's called Landline because it's like what happens, you know, we're all so obsessed with our Facebook and our Twitter and our, I guess there's Snapchats and Instagrams and all this stuff. And his world was becoming too much of that. And he thought, what would happen if, you know, you lost a job because you weren't in tune with everything. And so in the film, his character loses basically running the Cubs ad campaign because he's not socially savvy. And he goes back to just a simple life with a landline and what happens. The thing that's interesting for me is as an actor in LA, it has come down to the point where if two actors are both capable of the job and it's down to two of them, they will look at their social media. If someone has 500,000 followers compared to 10,000 followers, the 500,000 is going to get the job.
No question.
Because it's about ticket sales or views on, you know, Netflix and TV and all that
stuff.
I've
heard that about modeling as well. A mutual friend of ours is a model. She said that you can be 5'6 if you have a big Instagram following, but otherwise you got to be 5'10.
Well, and as a model myself with a huge Instagram, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know all about
You're
that.
Huge.
Yes. Huge Instagram.
So this movie was written and started in production before the Cubs were in the World Series.
Yes. Actually, he was telling me that he wrote it while they got booted last year, you know, like they had, when they didn't go any further. But he really, Matt has a great story. He felt something was right. He felt this team was right. He felt it was all there. And he somehow, you know, it's his story to tell, but he got a hold of Ryne Sandberg, which is crazy. He stalked him. And basically, Ryan was like, you know, he said Jim O'Hare's doing it and Tom Arnold and Betsy Brandt and Nick Searcy. And Sandberg was like, that sounds fun. And he went to Wrigley Field with us and we shot. And it was crazy because I lived at Wrigley in the area, not at Wrigley, obviously. So to be on the field and I'm taking swings and very surreal. And then we're all sweating like pigs. It was over 100 degrees. Mm. And Ryan Sandberg, big white smile on his face, those big bright teeth.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not a bead of sweat. Nothing.
Of course not. Because he's Ryne Sandberg.
Yes.
He's leading the toast, by the way, the toast to Harry on Thursday. Come out to see us at Harry Carey's. Just, you know, if you're plugging, I'm going to plug. Come to see us Thursday at Harry Carey's.
Where was that again?
At Harry Carey's.
Oh, Harry Carey's.
Kinsey and Dearborn.
Yeah, and Dearborn. Right yeah.
Hey, now, Jim, you grew up in Lansing, so you're a Southsider.
Yeah. Go Rebels.
Yeah. Cubs or Sox fan?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, okay. There's a story here.
No, and I can also tell
you.
Well, here's what's interesting.
Yeah.
The creator, writer, director of the film, Matthew Aaron, is a diehard Cubs fan and the only one of his family. They're all Sox fans. So that's pretty gutsy that you go against the mold. No, I lived in Wrigleyville, so I had to be it would be crazy. I had too many wonderful afternoons, you know, in the bleachers. Perhaps having a cocktail or two or seven.
Mm-hmm. I know the feeling.
You know the feeling? Yeah.
Familiar.
So it was definitely Cubs.
You grew
I
up
promise.
In the Chicago theater, Second
yeah.
City.
I trained at Second City, yeah.
Greats, you know, actors and comedic talents. And we were talking just during the break that you said that it's amazing to see the vibrant film, movie, theater scene.
It's
here
so
in
exciting.
Chicago.
There's so much going on. All these Chicago, you know, I'm joking that there's going to be Chicago OBGYN because there's so many Chicago shows. In my day, we had Early Edition for a while, and then we had, I think, maybe two seasons of Untouchables. Other than that, you know, maybe the occasional film came in, you'd get a one-liner or
sure.
the occasional commercial. So what's going on now is incredible.
It is great.
It's great.
It's so good to see.
It screws up parking. But
I'm sure
that.
But you know what? Here's what I'm also going to say, and I believe this. And, you know, I live in L.A. now. I've lived there over 20 years. The talent in Chicago is unequal. They're amazing. I just went and saw. I had the afternoon off on Sunday. I ran over to see some live theater. It's amazing what is going on in the city and the talent that's here. So to know that they're getting a chance to be seen, because, you know, the joke in when you live here is when you move to L.A., that's when you get a job in Chicago, you know, the minute
right.
you move.
Yeah.
So I'm just so excited that, you know, that they're, oh, this is cool being on the window, people taking pictures.
Yeah, they know you.
But no, I'm so glad. I'm just so happy for him because the talent here is amazing.
That's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Someone like you.
And it is interesting because like they're shooting in this building for some reason. I don't know. They're shooting three different shows in this building right now. The Trip Tower.
Wow.
Zoo, that CBS yeah. show.
Yeah.
Which is it got great rave reviews. I've yet to have seen it, but I'm sure it's great as great as the reviews are. And
yeah.
then we're never sure if it's Chicago PD, Fire Med, or Justice.
I know. I was driving home yesterday, so I'm packing up. I'm like, which one is that? Which
yeah.
one is that?
They have those jackets. The crew has those jackets. It says Chicago, and then they just cross out the ones. It was Fire. No, PD. No, Med. No, Justice. You know, it's like, I don't even know what to do with it.
Well, I dare Dick Wolf to give me a show in Chicago. I dare you,
Double
Dick
dare
Wolf.
Dick Wolf.
Double dare you.
There's a building over here on Wacker Drive that literally, it's a gigantic high-rise, and it houses all, the entire building now is filled with all the Dick Wolf employees.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? It's like a Dick Wolf
Thank
dorm
you, Dick Wolf.
Is what
yeah.
it is.
For the shot in the arm of the economy.
Well,
in
the economy, that's the other thing. There's so many people involved. There's so many people that work when a production is
involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, food and even local, you know, restaurants and your PAs and your grips. And there's
yeah.
just so many jobs that it
and
brings.
And you're giving a start potentially to an actor who might become like you. And
absolutely.
Move to LA based
on well, no
credits.
One's like me, but
well,
whatever.
Quite, but as
whatever.
Close as you can get.
Yeah,
you're on ER here.
I did an ER out of L.A., though. I didn't do it here. ER shot in L.A.
Yeah, but
they would do the occasional.
They didn't do an exterior with you here?
No, but they would do the occasional exteriors. I think once a month they would come here. The joke in L.A. was, and I think it's in New York now with the Law and Orders, if you didn't do an ER, you weren't a real actor. Because the damn thing went on for 108 seasons. So the same thing in L.A. If you haven't or in New York, if you haven't done Law and Order, you're not a real
actor.
Wouldn't
you, like, now I'm trying to remember this. This is just coming to my mind's eye, and I should have researched this, so I'm just going to go right off the cliff here with this.
Sure.
I can tell you right now, Jim.
Why not?
But you're because I remember you now from ER. For some reason,
really?
I remember you didn't. You died in that. Didn't you die?
You have a bad memory, my friend.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
Yeah. You did not die.
What did you play? Yeah. What role?
I was a construction worker with there was an accident on site. You know, on my mm-hmm. construction site.
Uh-huh.
So I came in and this is many years ago. I believe I was hurt from below the waist, like legs and stuff.
Lower body injury.
You're dead now.
I'm dead now. Yeah,
you're dead now.
Yeah. So
if they went back, if they did like an ER, where are they today? They go, remember the construction guy?
Yeah.
Dead.
Well, I think I gave the career to George Clooney. Yeah, because I worked with him,
that.
So he can thank me for that, too.
Turned out well for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, let me just ask you a question. I want to drag you into, you know, this show is always about the news of the day, the most important things that happen in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to drag you into this, now turning into an international controversy. Jay Cutler's bum. Good or bad for business?
Well, I just happened to see it right before I walked in this room, so I'm still not over it.
You know, we had a producer today when this worked around. This is how viral this is.
Uh-huh.
That as soon as someone saw it on our staff, they immediately, you know, group texted it to us. And then there was like this gigantic reaction amongst all the people, including from one of the guys. I'll never unsee that.
It was the first visual of our morning.
But
I mean, they caught it early.
To be honest, you know, people do whatever the hell they want to do. I don't understand it. I don't know why.
Why do it?
Why do it? I just don't know.
You think it helps him try to get... You're a Bears fan, obviously.
Actually, though, I did something for Fox Sports a couple months ago, and they had me do a Jay Cutler Please Leave video. Yeah. So, obviously, right. It worked.
Bears fans are behind that.
So, yeah, I don't, you know... I guess you keep your name in the news. I'm doing one too this afternoon. So
a little.
Would you do it here with our logo?
Actually, I'm going to stand in front of this window on Michigan Avenue and just bare my butt.
That's a good idea.
I think the screaming alone, the horror. Well, yeah. Let's don't get a visual, okay?
Right. No,
don't go there.
I just stop and I think about the people jumping into the river to try to avoid the.
Well, what were your guys' thoughts on the Cutler thing?
I just thought, why?
Yeah, why? You know, I think that's a good question.
But I always think, why not?
Well, why?
A good way to live, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to live.
It is one way.
It's one way to live a shorter life than the other way.
And they're saying that he's perhaps thinking of not pursuing football.
He hasn't been picked up by any team. So
right, but they're now making it sound like his call. Who's to say?
Yeah, I think he is not getting the money that he wants to come back at this point because he's... We were saying this earlier, and this is true. To be fair to Jay Cutler, he took a lot of really hard hits as a Bear. I mean, he got his that really cute butt. He got it.
Womp
kicked a number of times, right? Yeah. And so to come back and to try to be healthy, and he's got kids, and you've seen this with a lot of football players. They're like, do I really want to go back? And quarterbacks, you know, suffer. Not disproportionately higher, but they, you know, there's a lot of famous quarterback situations. Guys are getting, you know, can't remember who they are.
Exactly.
So this is a...
Making movies about it.
Yeah.
And this that's why they changed all the rules to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, but he didn't really get protected. He took a hit from J.J. Watt here at Soldier Field. It was a Sunday night game 4 or 5 years ago against the Texans. And I mean... I was sitting in the stands and I saw that hit and I thought he's not getting up.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, and he was out for 4 or 5 weeks afterwards. It's a little different at a game than that. Cause you hear it in the entire stadium at the game and it's a different sort of sound when they get hit kind of sideways and it's not pad to pad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was killed there on the, and then for him to get up and to play, I never criticize him for any of that. I criticize him for his inability to lead the team. And now I can criticize him for his
aspect
butt.
That's
a huge aspect
of...
Yes.
Don't say yes.
cannot say that, yes.
The point is that I think this is more of Christian Cavallari. Like, this is a way for them to get attention.
It's a vehicle for a future reality potentially.
Please. Oh, my gosh. I guess. I don't know.
The great Jim O'Hare.
I don't think you
don't get called that enough, Jim.
Certainly I do not.
The great Jim O'Hare is with us. You know him. You love him for Parks and Rec. And he's got this new movie called Landline, which is in wide release in a couple of weeks. I think they're going to – what are we doing here in Chicago?
We're
doing
31st now I'm getting the dates mixed up. I think March 31st, it opens at the Music Box for a week. And then Video On Demand April 4th, which means everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah. Brian Sandberg and Tom Arnold and Betsy Brandt and some gorgeous guy named Jim O'Hare and Nick Searcy and Matthew Aaron. It's just a sweet, it's got a lot of heart to it.
Aww.
It's a Cubs movie. It was designed to be a Cubs movie before they won the World Series. And then while you were shooting it, they happened too.
Well, no, it was after, but still, we were, because we wrapped in, I wrapped in June. They were still shooting. The toughest part about any film is people's schedules. And so
did they win the World Series?
In the film?
Can I say this?
I don't know. I think no, so.
They,
no?
Well, no, because it hadn't happened yet. So, no, I can't give it away. I'll be killed.
Okay.
But it's awesome. We have MLB and the Cubs went along with everything Matthew asked for. And, again, Ryan Sandberg.
Great
so
access.
How great is that?
You're out there on the field.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Yeah. Ryan Sandberg, known for his acting.
Yes.
Yeah.
His acting prowess.
Yes. And so you'll get to see his chops, as you kids like to say.
And his chompers. They are white.
Yeah, I know. He's got great teeth. He's one of the – such a nice – and. I'm of that age. I was at the St. Louis Cardinals game, the game at Wrigley Field that ended like 412 to 411,
yeah.
Right? That where, you know, he hit the home runs and it was you know, it's just one of those moments where he was to me, that was the Chicago Cubs. That was the biggest star of, you know, my youth.
Yeah.
Was Ryan Sandberg. And then to have him back in the fold, because there was that moment, right? He was working for the team, he worked for the organization.
Matthew
then
tells a great story about how this came together. Was Cubs wanted, they thought this might help bring things together a little more after the tension that was there.
Yeah.
And it did, I think. So, and he was so gregarious. And Tom Arnold and he had apparently done a couple of benefits together somewhere else. So they were immediately laughing about old times and stuff. Oh, so he cool. was...
And Tom Arnold's a great guy. One of the he's a misunderstood dude of you know, like, because of the tabloid world and all of that. But he is and talk about a rock ribbed Chicago Cubs fan right there.
Hardcore.
Tom Arnold truly a Chicago sports fan. Truly
sports
is.
In general,
grew up in Iowa,
yes.
And
yeah,
there's a lot of that. You know, Iowa and the Cubs. You know, kind of connection there. That's mm-hmm.
yeah.
Gigantic.
He was. It's so funny. You know, when actors, and it happens. You know, you get calls about, oh, you know, here's this offer that came in. The first thing you say is, where is it shooting? And so, what they did to get us on this, they said, well, it's shooting at Chicago, and you'll be shooting at Wrigley.
Ooh.
I mean, to be honest, I hadn't even read the script before. I was like, I'm very, very interested.
I'm in.
And then the script, you know, made it all okay. But that's kind of ideal.
It
you
is.
Know.
What an experience.
Yeah.
And having lived there for so many years to get to
exactly.
do that.
Yes. And I was always near my Clark dogs for my pizza puff and my gyro.
There you go.
So,
there
you know, you got what's important. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you get good gyro in L.A.?
The food in L.A., and again, I don't trash L.A. because I'm very happy there. It's been 20 years, but Chicago is still home, and the food can't compare.
Mm.
The high-end food can compare. You know, go to some fancy restaurant,
sure.
you can get a great filet. But, like, the other day I went to a place I'd never been, the Prime House.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, was that amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
I know.
And also the pizza, of course. Every month, I get a delivery from Lou Malnati's.
Oh, I love that.
It's the best $60 I spend every month.
Yeah.
The pizza show up frozen.
I know.
So...
Totally the case. Well, I mean, there's.
Or do we get a ping for every
plug? Every
plug,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but isn't there? There's. I want to say that there's a Chicago pizza place out there, right?
In L.A.
That people. I know they throw like a Chicago actors party.
Yeah.
Out there every year.
Joe Mantegna has a place.
Yeah.
It's Chicago. What's he call it? I can't think.
Yes.
of it. Tasty Chicago or something. Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard. The water's not right. It's like what they say about New York and bagels. They just don't have the water right in L.A. They
exactly.
cannot get that. It's and as much as they try, because there's always somebody in L.A. who's like, you know what's going to happen. People are going to get fat if they eat this.
Right.
You know?
People
like,
in L.A.
The point.
They're scared of bread there. I mean, they just really are. There's bread removed from
everything. Well, get a camera on me. I'm not afraid of any. There isn't a piece of bread I've ever been afraid of. I will take each and every one
Jim
of
O'Hare's,
them down.
Jim O'Hare is taking a very controversial
yes.
position.
Exactly.
In 2017, he is for bread.
Pro bread. You heard it here first.
And slap that butter on it, people.
That's right. Oh, that came from a cow. Ew. Ew. I was in L.A. A couple of years ago. I went to a vegan Mexican restaurant.
Oh, I'm offended.
Sorry to hear that.
All of
yeah,
that.
And I'm like, and I was with my friends who, you know, one of them's from Chicago and he's moved out to LA and he's like, and it was just like that scene from Annie Hall where mm-hmm. he goes out to LA and his friend is wearing a moon suit. You know? And it's like the same. it's the alpha rays, Alfie. It doesn't seem to me to be the right thing because it was like, I'm like, I want Mexican. This should be Mexican
exactly.
right here. And it wasn't. And I'm like
fake cheese.
Yeah. And you're like, this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, in the old days, on the set, a craft services was just full of the greatest garbage you could ever have. Now, there's always, you know, a little cake or something, but now it's those kale chips and those seaweed squares. It's like, come on. That's nasty.
You need people, to eat.
Yeah, give me some food.
Have you seen Jim O'Hare's a character actor? This man needs to eat.
That's right. Do you think this just happened? No. I worked for every pound of this. Please, do you think I want
to
eat 2-3 burgers a day? No.
All right, go see Landline when it hits on demand, video on demand platforms. Freestyle Digital Media, by the way. Well, you'll see it up on your screens,
yes,
as you
will.
Open up your TV. That starts on April 4th. Landline, the movie. Also, the Music Box Theater, March 31st through April 6th, you know, for Oscar contention. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jim, for
great
being
time.
Here.
Great time. Thank you.